remember exactly. We met with Steve, and he told me that he writes poetry. And I said, well, you know what? The only thing we haven't done yet at the salon so far, and I really want it to happen, is that someone would work there, would read their own poetry, and someone would improvise right along with it. We've done some improvisations before. We would ask you guys to just throw it in your head, some ideas about some themes or a little piece of poetry. But here, Steve is going to read his work, and I'm going to tune my cello and try to play right along.
Thanks. The piece I'm going to do is called The Ballad of the Bark. Can you hear me in the back? I don't know how the echo works. Thank you. And thank you. This falls in the genre of magic realism, so anything can happen and anything does happen. We edited it down to about half of the length of the actual piece for time. And the characters are the narrator, his beloved, an ice cream vendor who's named Jesus because he looks after everybody in the neighborhood, and the full moon and the sun. Jesus grins as I enter his shop. He asks, have I been? And I grin, great, and exhausted. I ask for an ice cream cone, cafe almendrado, and he scoops fluid frozen earth into a cone, uno barquillo, and a little boat makes my head reel. How much do I owe you, I ask, and Jesus smiles, it's good to have you back, you owe me a story. The texture of the bark on my tongue is not unpleasant, but rough. I was as cold as this ice cream on my tongue, but on that night, the cold was living elsewhere, happily, and nothing could go wrong. Even the full moon told me, this time I give you my blessing. And so I met you, my love. As 20 other men had approached you the hour before, I know this, my love, because I saw your body shuddering, men muttering, shaking their heads, some cursing as you sat alone on a cold concrete block, bobbing your head to music that only you could hear. And I told the moon, you have blessed me tonight. I have seen beauty, and it's sufficient. I'm already happy. Said, go ahead, talk to him. No, I said, the moon has tricked me many a time. And the moon looked down and laughed and smiled and said, go ahead. Bobbing your head in ecstatic trance, were you in a chemical haze? The moon was full. Could you have already been captured by the moon, my love? Decided to leave when the moon licked my ear and whispered to me, this is your last chance. Last chance for what? I fretted, and I felt cold. Jesus hands me a warming drink, asking only, continue your story. And I remember my love looking up to the moon to say, it's not a matter of not trusting you. The moon is unreliable, except for inconstancy. And I walked past you, my love, happy that I encountered beauty, and I walked on. And my spine was cold from the night air. I felt it as I strolled, cold, except for one precise point on my back, near my heart and my lungs. And I took a deep breath, knowing you had looked at me. The moon sent a ray down to my feet, frozen, unable to walk, and its force inflamed my feet and shoulders, and I noticed I was walking in reverse and sitting by your side. And there's nothing I want from you, my love. And vines extended from your fingertips to mine. And our blood flowed between us, hand to hand, and you said, in that case, you may have all of me. The fluids we shared were tears from our eyes, our lashes intermingling. As you tell me, your brother beats you. And when you return home, there will be blood to pay. But I cannot do anything, and you would not have me do anything. And I do not want anything from you, and again you tell me that is why I am yours. I take your blood into mine so that only your tissues will know these blows. This is August in Mexico, mi amor, and everything is altered, everything is magic. My friend Jesus laughs and says, this country contains much magic, and I have heard of such things before. What flavor should I try next? I already know his answer. He hands me beso de angel, kiss of the angel, Valentine pink with fruit and cream, and I continue my story. And so August passes, as does September, October, Noviembre, Diciembre, Enero y Febrero, divided by national borders. And now it's time to return to mi amor, mi piel morena. Your brother hits you, you told me. Does he draw blood, I ask, kissing the bandage on your nose? No te preocupes, he tells me. Don't worry. And I stroke your shoulder blades and pull you to me, kissing each eyelash. And your skin is smooth and warm. And you put your hand under my shirt, and I do the same to you. You're still wearing your jacket. I'm still wearing my pants, and my hands absorb your heat. I feel no scars, but I finger paint the blood on your back. And I draw the moon looking down and smiling. I draw the face of my father, the sun, who smiles down and whose rays ease the pain. I draw your lips to mine, and you quell mi pena, mi soledad, mi alma turbulenta. But more than this, I want nothing from you, and so you give me all. We make an exchange and are married forever. We sail on the canals of Xochimilco, our feet covered in algae. We know we're alive. We know we're alive. This is the day of health. This is the day of love. The moon smiles down. The sun shakes my hand. The water sprays in our faces, and we laugh with the colors of the carnations, the roses, the yellow cascades, the blue in my eyes flecked with green and purple. You make me the earth. You make me brown-skinned like you. You make me laugh out loud when alone in the street. You make me the water we ride on and gently rock, rocking gently, until the spray foams and tickles our feet and our face. We now have one face, because I want nothing from you, and you ask nothing of me. And Jesus laughs aloud, handing a paleta of piña con chile ices to the little girl who hands him 5 pesos, and wonders, how will this story end? And I laugh too, my brown skin peeling like a ripe plantain, shedding on the floor of the ice cream parlor. And my white skin follows suit. My fat drips to the floor, and a candle maker scoops it up and adds vanilla and algae. He wins prizes for this new creation, and my bones laugh and tremble as they too fall. Jesus collects them, and he melts the bones down to make the beautiful gelatins the Mexican people love, colored red, blue, white, green, pink, orange. And as those bones part, a beautiful yellow butterfly, speckled iridescent with all the colors humans cannot yet see. And I sprout wings and fly to Iscaí and watch over you, mi amor, at your job as you wash dishes at a soda fountain and make cocktails of mango, papaya, sandia, melocotón. And he tells the girls at the counter how he waits for the return of his true love, who lives far away but will fly back, unaware of the mariposa sending silent kisses and blessings to keep him safe and in good spirits until we can fly hand in hand to Pátzcuaro. And we laugh over the seas along with all the other whitefish and sardines who also have escaped the fisherman's net.